Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting 7th. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Snider reaches second base with a double. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to third. Harkness moves to second. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lillis moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillis moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Lillis scores. Farrell moves to third. Temple moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bateman. Cranepool moves to third. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Willie. Bateman moves to second. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Staub reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss hits a line drive towards third. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harkness. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Temple applying the tag. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive towards first. Harkness reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-3 in the game. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Al Moran. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Carl Willie. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman strikes out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Coleman interferes with Farrell, who is awarded first base. Lillis moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillis scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Al Spangler. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Warwick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing left field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt moves to third. 1 out. Larry Burrard pinch runs for Duke Snider. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. Hunt scores. Burrard moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Astros. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrard scores. It's 4-3, Astros. Choo-choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Houston Astros, 4. And New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.